How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate taking your time out and coming on here. How you been? Like,
Absolutely.
how you been? Are you like back on set and everything?
I am. Yeah, I've been working on a movie recently, so it's been really fun distracting me from all of the chaos in the world, I guess.
Well, it's a you can't even tell us what it's about, huh?
I mean, it's a Netflix film, I can say that. They had to release like a thing because there was paparazzi that took behind the scenes and they were like, we have to make a statement. But it's a new Netflix film. It's a fantasy film. It'll be out next year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're from Venezuela, but you grew up in Toronto?
No, I actually grew up in Venezuela.
Venezuela. And you moved to when did you move to Canada?
I was almost 15.
15. Did you that's
Yeah.
when did you start acting, like in Venezuela or?
No, honestly, like when I really took on acting, it was right out of high school when I pursued it, like I wanted to pursue it professionally. So it kind of like it was a long journey. I mean, I always loved performing, and since I was little, I loved like singing and dancing and doing things like that. Like I was not afraid to do any of that. So I think when I moved to Canada, that's when it became really real
So
that I could pursue it as a career.
what, you're like 18 now. So you really did it. Yeah. You're doing back-to-back show. That's crazy. Did you like
I
ever like
know,
think
it's
you'd be like,
wild.
yo, like did you ever think like, yo, I'd be doing this, da da da
Oh, every day I'm like,
da?
okay, when is the surprise coming? Like, it is, it's very surreal. There was points in my life where I didn't think it would be possible for an immigrant Latina to pursue acting and actually make it and have it be like her full-time job. It sounds like a trick or a lie. Like it just,
No, that's
yeah,
great.
it's incredible.
Congratulations. That's
Thank you.
amazing. So, do you remember like your first like ever like acting gig?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
what
it was a
was
commercial. It was
that?
a commercial for Bell Fibe, and it was so short. I didn't even have any words in it. But I remember that I was in Toronto and I got the call, and they were flying me out to Montreal and they put me up in a hotel. A limo picked me up in the airport. I was like, is this the life? Like, am I jumping into it right now? But no, like my first year of acting, it was like I did just a bunch of commercials. It was like how I was able to get experience and get confident and be able to like focus on acting only.
So when was like your first like gig that you knew that was like, oh, this is like really serious, like, oh, this is like a profession?
Probably Orphan Black. I had like two episodes on that, and that was my first big show that I ever booked. It was season five, and like it is a big show. Like everybody knows freaking
Yeah.
Orphan Black, and I was like, oh my gosh. Even that audition process, it was really difficult. It was like very grounded. And I got to meet the director, Helen Shaver, and she just had amazing things to say about me in the audition. She was like, you're amazing. Even they told me, they were like, you're too young and beautiful for the part, but like, don't quit acting. And next thing you know, I booked the role. So that was huge for me. It meant to me that I could book something bigger than just like a one-liner in a show, you know, like that was the start of me gaining a lot more confidence in what I was able to do.
I know I saw like an interview of yours. You were talking about like my bad, self audition tapes and everything. Like, you just like been a, like, what do you think about like your like audition tapes before like around that time to like now?
Oh yeah, the growth has been immense. I think I've learned to just let go a lot more. I surrender to trusting my instincts instead of having to do an audition over and over and over and over and over again. I know now what I offer. And I also know that even at my worst, I'm still really great. And if it's meant for me, it will be. So honestly, like the biggest growth that I've found is that I trust myself a lot more in my choices that I make as an actor.
So what would be like three tips for somebody that like wants to do like audition tape that have never done it before? Like, what would you give them?
Well, there's the technical side and then there's the emotional side. Like to be able to do self tapes at home, make sure that you have a really great light. I use one single LED on a tripod. You don't even need a professional camera. I use my iPhone to record. Like you put it on landscape on a tripod. So like have a blank wall, have good lighting and good video so that they can see you. that's on the technical side, like invest in having a good way to record yourself and send material. And then on the other side is like, don't try to compare yourself to what other people are doing. Acting is such a personal journey. It really is. Like, you have to trust that you are human. And therefore, if you are open and vulnerable, they're going to see you. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for someone who is willing to open up and be real with them and authentic. So put yourself at the center of your work. That's probably my biggest advice.
No, that's good. So now you're on the show called Jupiter Legacy. I don't know if you
can look at that. I got the comic book. The limited edition. That's amazing.
So like, what was your first moment when you like, yo, I got this role? Like, what was that like?
Honestly, I hadn't even read the scripts or anything by then. Like when I booked it, I didn't know the impact or how big it was or anything. Like I didn't know anything about Jupiter's Legacy or Mark Whiteley. Like I didn't know anything. I was just kind of like, oh, cool, a Netflix series. At the time, I was being offered this other show that was like a 6-month project and like really far away. So I was like, well, I think I'm just going to stay in Toronto and like work on this. And, you know, like, it wasn't like a huge thing for me. Like for me, it was like, cool, you have a 3-episode arc. There's this thing and like, that's great. But when I was part of it, I realized like the budget that they had, the actors that were involved, like when you book a show, like they don't tell you anything. You don't know anything about the script or the actors, who's in it, who's not. So really you're just kind of in the dark until later, right? Yeah. Even now, like I watched the first episode last week and I am so shocked and impressed. Like I still find it hard to believe that I was a part of this, to be honest. Like, and that took 2 years to know, because you don't know what you're part of until it premieres and you're like, whoa, because that's when you see how people react to it and their opinion and like how they love it. Like as an actor, like for me, it's my job. Like I literally 2019, I worked on so many projects that I can't even tell you. Like I was just kind of going with emotions and being like, yep, I'm working. I got to pay my bills. I got my life. Like, it's like, you're a doctor or you're like a teacher. Like, you know, when it's your job, it's your job. You don't know how big it's going to be when you're doing it. I think for me, I'm just always grateful to be working. And I had a ton of fun working on that set. Like, I love the people in it. So
did you go back and read like Mark Miller's like comic books?
I've read a lot of it actually. One of my castmans, Morgan, who plays Jack Frost, he had the comic books that he would bring to set, and he always sends us like screenshots of it and stuff. And I know that there's a lot of similarities in it. Like there's a lot of stuff that's in the comic book that they actually included in the series. So that's really cool to see.
So you play Neutrino Gabriella. Oh, it's Gabriella. Oh, it's totally, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I know. So like, what are like some similarities between you and your character?
Well, to be honest, I haven't even seen the show yet. Like, oh, yeah, I was at work today. I haven't. So I don't even want to ruin the show for me. I mean, from the scenes that I've been on and that I've played, is like, she is loyal to her people, her friends. She doesn't take bullshit from anybody. Like, she doesn't care about being popular or being in the union. For her, you know, she's seen as like the criminal or the villains, like part of the show. But I think she's just in the right side of history. You know, it's either you're being told what to do or you create your own path. And that's kind of who she is.
Did you see the scene with you and Elena?
No, I haven't seen anything. I've seen episode 1. Don't ruin the show for me. No, I'm ready.
Yeah, but I have to scratch all today, those.
Scene 3 tomorrow.
I have to scratch all those questions.
No, like literally, I was at work. It just premiered like a few hours ago. I have had people text me and they're like, I finished it. And I'm like, how? I'm not a huge binger. And like, I'm going to be watching it with my partner too. So it's not like I can stay up till all hours watching it, because we want to watch it together. So I'm milking it. I'm making sure that I'm like taking one episode a day kind of thing. And I know that's kind of crazy when you have a show out, but it's going to be the first time I'm watching it. So it's going to be very special.
So like, how do you feel to be part of like a superhero like film, like, or not film, but like TV show? Like, because there's like The Boys.
I love it. Like,
so how was like on set? Like, did you guys do anything like crazy on set or like the action
I mean,
scenes?
working with wires and green screen was new for me. I had never done that before, like doing stunts like that. So that was really fun and painful. It hurts. It hurts to be on wires and like your weight is taking you up and you're just flying in the air and being up there for a long period of time. Like, it is not easy. So it's just kind of like learning a new skill. And I hope to do it more because it was really cool, actually.
Do you have any like behind the scenes stories, funny ones or like good moments, whatever you can share with people?
I mean, so many. Like the first time that I was on set, actually, I believe it was an overnight shoot and we literally were up all night. They had shut down a big portion of Toronto's downtown and we were just out there with our big lights and all of these people around. And it was a big stunt scene. In the show, it's like when we're in the van and we're driving around and it's the moment where Elena like stops the van and we get out and there's like this whole fight scene sequence. So that took us, I think, 2 or 3 days.
That's the overnight sequence shoots. I was just about to ask you about.
Yeah. And that was like the first thing that we ever did. And I was like, this is really intense. And there's a lot of people around and there's a lot of lights. This feels like huge Hollywood, like, you know, like I had never been a part of anything like that. So I was just like, this is so cool. And I just had fun with my friends. Like we had just met recently. Like none of us knew each other before this. So it was just a great way to hang out. Pre-COVID, obviously, when everybody could just like hang out.
Did you show the rest of your cast members around Toronto?
I mean, it's COVID, so no. But yeah. Our Hutch gang, like we do have a group chat and we are really close friends. Yeah.
So how was like filming like back into like being in Toronto and filming? How was that?
I always shoot here. That's, you know, I'm based out of Toronto.
Oh, so you shot everything in Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that. I thought, oh, that's...
Yeah, it's from a studio here in Pinewood. Do your research. No, just kidding. No, yeah, it was shot here. So, and I live here. I'm based out of here and all of the stuff that I do mostly is out of Toronto.
Oh, that's amazing. So, I don't want to spoil anything for Jupiter Legacy. You got all these questions down, so I don't want to spoil anything for you. So I'll go Ginny and George. There's a season 2 for Ginny and George. Like, how do you feel about that? Like,
where were you? I'm super proud of the team. Like, I was just home, and Deborah Fisher and Sarah Lampert texted me, and they were like, "Just so you know, there's a season 2. Netflix is gonna make an announcement tomorrow." That was like on a Sunday. And honestly, I wasn't surprised. Ginny and Georgia broke every record. Like, if they didn't get a season 2, I think people would have been like, boycott Netflix. But I'm so proud of them. They truly deserve everything that's coming to them because it did so well. And I'm so happy to have been a part of it.
No, you and your character, Sophia, and Sarah's character, Maxine, like, they have like a beautiful dynamic, like, in the show. Like, and it's like, they don't, like, in some shows you see like characters like yours, like, just they're like being sexualized and everything, but yours is like, is this like a real relationship? Like, how do you, like, can you speak on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the show did a really good job, and the over sexualization of teens happens a lot on TV shows, and it can be very uncomfortable and done in a way that isn't like tactical, and it doesn't do any favor to the relationship. Whereas I think Ginny and Georgia focused on the intimacy between people and how relationships develop. And I think that's a really great way to, it's just an example. I think it's great for kids to see that.
Yeah, sometimes I'd be seeing shows and I'm like, okay, I didn't need to see that. But like, I like how your dynamics is like amazing like that. Will we be seeing like more of your guys' like story in season 2?
I guess we'll see. I know nothing. They don't tell me shit. But stay tuned, I guess. I don't know anything at this point. I really don't.
Was there any like cutout scenes that you guys like did that you really wanted to be in the show from season 1?
No, everything was included.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. Yeah.
If you could switch characters from Ginny and George, which other person would you switch with?
Definitely Georgia. And we're like actually really close in age because I'm almost 30. So like, I feel like I could play a character like that if I wasn't seen as a teenager, because I think she's so powerful. I love her character so much. She did an incredible job with that. But my dream is to have a role like that to sink my teeth into.
Do you have a favorite like scene from Georgia personally?
I haven't thought about that, so come back to me. But all of them,
like,
I don't even
one
know.
Of my favorite ones was when she went, like when she played the store clerk. Did you see this? When she like went, remember she went to the store clerk and then she was like, "Hey, it was the shoes he didn't purchase."
Oh right! Oh my god! Yeah, that's good. No, and that's her thing. Like, she commits to everything that she does, right? So she can manipulate and lie and have it seem like truth. And she's not a bad person. She's just been through like really traumatic experiences. So she's learned to be this like chameleon. And I love that. I love those kind of characters that, you know, they just have a lot that they've been through and this is who they are now. And it's so fun to play. Like, I'm sure she had a blast playing Georgia. Like, damn.
How has your life changed since the show? Is it like
nothing has changed? I mean, we're in a pandemic. It's kind of interesting because in real life, we would be having parties and meeting people and we would have so much exposure and things like that. But like, I've just been home. Like, the show came out and I've been home. So it's been a really beautiful personal journey for me where it's not about people watching the show and like the love of it, but instead it's me going on a walk alone with my dog and being like, wow, my show premiered today. And that's what today was for me with Jupiter's Legacy. I was alone at home. I woke up, just a regular day. My show just happens to premiere and all I'm doing is going for a walk to the park with my dog. There's nobody around me. And it's like, I'm just having a moment of gratefulness. But like physically, like my life hasn't changed. I'm still auditioning, still looking for my next job. The only thing that has happened is that more people know who I am. Like, I've gained more followers and things like that. But like, that isn't a huge change for me. It just means that I have a bigger platform to continue to show who I am. But I'm still the same person. I mean, you know, like, it's kind of interesting that the pandemic has kind of done that. Like, I'm in the same situation as most people, which is, Toronto is in a state of emergency. We're still on lockdown. Nothing is open. You're not able to, like, we're still on stay-at-home orders, right? So I'm just the same person. I'm kind of enjoying it from behind closed doors, which is something that would never happen if it was not COVID, right? We would be like out and sharing and collaborating and hugging and congratulating. And it's just kind of all been done from your phone, which is interesting. I'm sure that we'll look back to this time and kind of appreciate it too, that we never get time alone to appreciate what we've done and be grateful for it.
So what's like the first thing you want to do when everything like opens back up?
Go to the beach. Literally, like, go on a vacation and travel, like get on a plane and travel and like not have to worry about being sick. Just losing the anxiety of being sick. But I think it's going to be a long time before that. So I just don't want to live in fear of not being able to be me.
Yeah. How was like seeing like the fans' reaction? I know like a lot of people love your character.
It was incredible. I mean, honestly, one of the main reasons I do this is for them. They feel inspired. They feel seen and represented on screen. And that means so much to me because I never really had that growing up. So to be an immigrant Latina who's queer, who is having roles in big platforms like this, it shows younger audiences that like it is possible and they can follow their dreams and that they can live their truth without shame. And my characters have a way of doing that. They love who they love and they have no shame in a way. Like, it's huge for me. So to be like an idol or be looked up to be an inspiration, it means a lot because it continues to show me that, or like it pushes me to be a better version of myself and to continue sharing truthfully. It's really nice. Yeah, they're amazing. Like, their artwork is incredible. Like, their fan art, the videos that they make, their music that they're making, like, I think art inspires art, so it's amazing.
This morning alone, I was like, oh my, they're like really, I said, y'all should be like, have your art in the museum or something.
No, they're amazing. And that's what I think it does. Like, art inspires creativity. And that's the cycle that I want. I don't want this to just exist and people are like, cool. I want them to feel inspired to do their own art. So that means a lot to me.
So you're on like two Netflix shows right now, I believe. So excluding those two Netflix shows, if you could be on like, what are like your top five Netflix flips?
And not even Netflix, like I want to be on an HBO show. Hi, HBO, if you're here listening, hire me. I just want to be part of something that is like, I want something that is gritty and that has a lot of depth. Like my dream is to have my own show and to be the number one in a show. Like it's definitely something I'm working towards. So to work with, you know, Amazon Prime or HBO or Stars or Netflix is amazing. I'm sure I'll continue working with them, but it's about the quality of the work that I'm doing rather than like who I'm working with. You know what I mean? Like for me, it's a very personal journey, which is I want to take on roles that challenge me that aren't just the same thing over and over and over again, right? I don't want to just be known as like the sassy queer girl on screen. Like I want to have layers and I want to keep growing. And I'm sure that that will come because as I get older, I won't always be able to play those same roles. So it's exciting for me. Like I just as long as I keep evolving as an actor and as a person, those roles will come in the right time. I'm very excited. Yeah.
Do you like, I know you just mentioned you want to be like in a number, like you want to be the number one role and everything. Do you like have like a certain like story for like, you know, there's like certain books or something, or is it like a certain thing you want to do?
I don't. I mean, I would love to be a part of like a really awesome sci-fi show. Because it's one of my favorite genres, or like even horror, or like psychological thriller, something that's like darker. Because I feel like those characters that are often facing struggles or have a chip on their shoulder or they have trauma, like they're just, it's something I want to dig into that isn't just like everything's cool, I'm fine, like happy. I want to have a character that just has like a big transformation. So I think that's what I want.
So like what was like you talk about horror, like what was some of like your favorite like horror films growing up?
Growing up, I mean, actually, I used to watch horror movies since I was little. Like, I grew up on Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th and all the Chucky movies. But I've literally seen everything. Not everything, obviously, but like everything that's very mainstream and that's like known. Like, if you go through Amazon Prime, like, I've probably seen all of those horror movies there. I literally watch one every single day before bed. I'm crazy. Like, just that's what I love. It's really good.
Was there like a whole a horror film that you watched when you were younger that like haunts you today? 'Cause I know like Final Destination is not horror for me, but
Oh,
it used
Final
to
Destination is so good.
it haunts me. Like I can't like drive by like you know the logs and
Those
everything, the
big
big
trucks.
trucks. I
You're
can't
like, they're
drive
gonna fall
by
on
it
me.
or like there's some things I'm like, yo, like y'all really ruined my life.
Fair.
I can't.
Oh. And that's the thing, like, I don't get scared. They don't actually scare me. Otherwise, I wouldn't watch them, I guess. But there's something about exploring fear in film that has a lot to do with like human nature and our insecurities, or like something we're trying to discover. Like Hereditary, when I watched it, I was like, that was fabulous. It was one of the most impactful, scary movies that I've seen because it had to do with mental health, it had to do with family, it had to do with like navigating your own insecurities and fears. And I think that's brilliant. Like when a film can do that, I'm like, I want that. So cool.
Is there like a horror film that you like to see remade that you actually would probably be a part of?
Ooh, I'd like to see more like folklore movies. Like I know they've done like La Llorona and Chupacabra is coming. Like they're kind of like these Latin American folklore stories that are being made into film. But I'm not sure. I don't know that I know of any kind of like stories that haven't been made because they have been made. I love the Conjuring series, like anything that has to do with supernatural. I really love, or like Sinister, those are great. And the Saw movies, and a new one is coming out, May 14th is going to be out. So I'm like waiting for that one.
Did you watch Supernatural? You just have you
The
heard of it?
show?
Yeah, the show.
Yeah, I have heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Oh,
I've
you gotta
seen some
watch it.
episodes because my friends have been on it, but I haven't seen like the whole series, no.
No, it's an amazing show. Oh, YouTube, the Utopia Falls. Do you guys hear about season two?
We have not. Everything is kind of in limbo, but it also hasn't been canceled, so I truly don't know.
You know.
No.
What are some similarities between you and Sophia and Brooklyn?
I mean, I guess the main one is that they love freely without labels and without like any shame behind it. They're both very confident. I do tend to play those kind of characters. They're confident. They know what they want. They're honest. They're willing to kind of face their fears and tackle them. And I think the reason I keep booking stuff like that is because that's who I am too, as a person. I truly feel like at the center of all of my characters, there's a big part of me in all of them.
So out of like Jupiter Legacy, Jenny and George and Utopia Falls, which one were you like first nervous on? Like when you like really nervous on when you like stepped on set? Or were you not nervous at all?
I never get really nervous, to be honest. That's not a part of my work, because I think nervousness comes from feeling like I'm not prepared. And I'm the opposite of that. I prepare really, really well. For me, it's mostly when I'm entering into something new. Like when I did Utopia Falls was probably the first experience of being a series regular, which means I'm in every single episode and I'm being used for the entirety of the show. I had never experienced that before. And not just in acting, I also had to go to dance rehearsal and I also had to go into a studio to record music. So all of those were brand new for me. So it's not like I got scared or nervous. It's just that I needed to know how to keep the right energy level, how to make sure that I kept myself sane and healthy and fed and hydrated while doing all of these things all at once. So for me, it's just kind of like not knowing how to prepare for taking on all of those roles. But I honestly don't get nervous. Like for me, when I book the job, I'm like, cool, it's mine. I'm going to do my best job ever. But like, I think I don't let fear rule me.
Which one were you like, so were you like excited? Like which one were you most excited to step on set for?
Oh, definitely Utopia Falls. It was my first lead. Nothing will ever beat that feeling of getting the lead in a show.
So yeah. Like, how do you like, what music do you like? What are like five artists you listen to before like you step on set or even get to the trailer?
I don't have that. You know, there's actors that are like, this is the music I listen to. I'm not that person. I don't even make playlists.
For real?
Like, I am a shuffle person. I go to my liked music and I shuffle. And whatever comes on, like, I listen to it. If I don't like it, I skip. But I don't make playlists when I, like, get ready, I guess. I listen to a lot of Spanish music. Pumps me up. I really enjoy it.
If you could like work with an actor or actress like in the industry right now, who would it be? Or you can name like 3, 4, 5 people if you need to.
Again, I don't have a list. There's a lot of people who I admire, but one of the people would be probably Gina Rodriguez. She's making huge leaps in Hollywood, being a Latina actor as well. And Shamir Anderson, like they're working together in a movie and he's also from Toronto and I would love to work with him. It's very inspiring to see Canadian actors like make it and follow their dreams.
Do you plan on doing like writing and directing as well?
I don't have a plan, but I want to. Right now, I guess I'm focusing on acting, but I would love to create one day for sure and direct. I think I would be really good at it.
And before I let you go, what are 5 things you can, what are 5 things, like 5 advice, or 5 things, what are 5 things you can say to like actors, like coming up and everything, like just probably like just struggling right now to like make it?
Well, first of all, a lot of patience is required for this industry. And it's such an individual journey that, you know, don't compare yourself. That's probably number one. Follow your gut, follow your intuition, like train, make sure that you keep yourself sharp in your skills. Trust your instincts. Like you are human. So therefore you are able to be an actor and to follow that dream. Like don't let anybody else tell you that you can't do something. Only you are allowing yourself to do something or not. Have fun. Honestly, like sometimes we get into this industry and it's really overwhelming and we're working really hard and we're like stressed out, but like you have to remember that at the core of it all, like we're making movies, we're not saving lives. So just find the fun in it. I think when people see you enjoy your work, it's also enjoyable to watch. Even in auditions, like people get stressed out and they're like, I just want it to be good. And I'm like, are you enjoying yourself? Like, are they seeing you really lose yourself in the role? So like, don't forget about the fun of it all. Like, where is the game in all of this? And lastly, I don't even know if that was five, but like these are things that I constantly
that
remind
though.
Myself of. Just remember that this isn't who you are. Your career isn't everything that you do. To be an actor, you have to experience life. So make sure that you are balancing yourself with other things, you know, make sure that you continue learning and growing and experiencing life and not just get sucked up into like the world of acting. And I have to remind myself of that too, that like acting isn't my identity. It is what I do and it's what I love, but it isn't all of me.
Thank you so much for talking to me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.